I would like to declare our ordinary meeting of council open at 4 PM on the 18th of June 2026. Like to remind everybody that this meeting is being recorded, especially those in the gallery that may not know. Okay, two, public question time. 2.1, response to public questions previously taken on notice. We have none. 2.2, declaration of public question time opened at 4:01 PM. Do you have any questions? No. So public question time is closed at 4:01 PM. Three, attendance apologies and leave of absence. 3.1, attendance. In the room, we have Councillor Stratford, our Deputy President, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Lowton, Councillor Begley, Councillor Gamble, Councillor Lawson Kerr. We have Eldo, our Works Manager, Claire, our Manager of Corporate Services, and Tom, our CEO, as well as myself, Councillor Petchell. 3.2, visitors. We have none. Oh, gallery? Yes, we do. My apologies.
Yes, we can.
I know. Thank you. 3.3, apologies. We do not have any. No. 3.4, approved leave of absence. We do not have any. 3.5, applications for leave of absence. Are there any applications? No. 4, obituaries. I have one, and that is Mr. Kieran Elliott. Are there any others? No. 5, petitions, deputations, and presentations. I do not have any petitions, deputations, or presentations. 6, declarations of interest. 6.1, financial and proximity interest. I have one financial interest for Mr. Tom Kettle, our CEO, which relates to agenda item 10.3.3. 6.2, impartiality interest. I have one for Councillor Lawson Kerr, which relates to agenda item 11.1.1. If there are any further during the meeting, please let me know. 7, confirmation and receipt of minutes. 7.1.1. Ordinary Council meeting the 21st of May 2026. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham Ordinary Meeting of Council of Thursday the 21st of May 2026, attachment 7.1.1, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And to second, thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Stratford, any comments?
No, thank
you. Councillor Lawson Kerr?
No.
No. Any other comments from councillors? All those in favour of receiving those, that is carried. Thank you. 8, announcements by the presiding member without discussion. Okay, I have a couple here. So the end of May and beginning of June has been quite busy for everybody in the room, so I thank you all for your time. We had a great turnout at the club and CRC for community consultation. For our minor plan and looking at our priorities. Thank you to Sandra and the staff for the fantastic evenings held at the club last week, which touched on mental health and making sure we look after ourselves. I was unable to attend, but what I have heard is that they were really great evenings that were well attended. Council and staff held their last budget workshop this week. So thank you to all that have been involved in that process. TIP feedback has closed. Thank you to everyone who has submitted their thoughts around this. That will come to, I think, our next council meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Council workshop.
Thank you. But also just a reminder to our community members that you don't need to wait to be asked for feedback. If you do have feedback or any concerns, please give the office a call or put it into writing. And lastly, yesterday we held cuppa with a councillor. There was great attendance with, at one point, over 35 community members in the cafe, which was absolutely awesome. Thank you to our community for embracing the morning and sharing your thoughts with us. And thank you, councillors, for making yourself available. I think that it was really good. Thank you. 9 matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are none. 10, reports. 10.1.1, accounts for payment, May 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse the total payments for the month of April 2026, being $416,406.91, which comprised of... Now, I'm just going to stop there. It says April, but it's got May.
Yes, should be May.
It should be May for the recommendation. Okay. Let's start again. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse the total payments for the month of May 2026, being $416,406.91, which comprised of 1, cheque payments in the municipal fund totalling $0, 2, electronic fund transfer payments in the municipal fund totalling $338,340.81, and 3, direct debit payments in the municipal fund totalling $78,066.10. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford, and somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford, would you like to...
I've just got a couple of queries, and I apologise, and I tended to email them in and I haven't. No, only little ones. Just noticing, EFT 5226, Unicare Health, $16,400.
That is for the swimming pool hoist.
Oh, okay. And then EFT 5286, AC Healthcare.
That's the doctor, the medical centre practice. Like as in,
Someone visited the...
No, I think... $170. Yeah, someone visited the doctor.
EFT 5289, Perth Arbor.
That is for Wildcatcher North Vegetation Perennial. And apologies, the AC Healthcare one wasn't for someone with the tips for servicing of their vaccine fridge. We paid for the fridge. It's our fridge.
Okay.
But the doctor's
also. Okay, that makes sense. And just one more, EFT 5216. RDA Wheatbelt, $550.
That's for a subscription to Grant Guru.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Councillor Begley?
No, I've got nothing to add, thanks.
Thank you. Councillors, any other questions or comments?
So I have a few, actually.
Councillor Gamble?
There's, starting with 5206, there's 3 of them logo appointments. I think I know, but I'd like to clarify.
That's for the contract governance officer that we're currently using.
What do they actually do?
It's for logo.
Yeah, the recruitment efforts for a governance coordinator were unsuccessful. We appointed someone from logo appointment on a 6-month contract to make some headway on some of the governance projects that were required. So that payment is a
monthly
payment that's been funded from the employee costs. Sorry.
I just go with the last three. Okay, that's all right. Yeah. 23. D&B tiling.
That's for the swimming pool showers.
Yeah. 224 wet wall foam base.
Swimming pool showers.
225 West Coast concrete.
Swimming pool interior concrete.
Yeah.
That's in the showers.
Yeah. 255. Well, that's the same. It's three of them, yeah. That's okay. 226 Unicare Health.
That's for the swimming pool hoist.
Okay. Thank you. 256 SQL Consulting Engineering.
256. That's for an assessment on one of our houses to get a scope of works for the burn pairs.
So we've got a few. 257 localise proprietary limited.
So that's for the review of the strategic plan?
Okay. 259 ASV sales.
That's for a petrol rammer.
Yes, that's the compactor, jumpy jack compactor.
Okay. 260 Abaxa.
That's for underground services location scanning with a ground penetrating radar.
What do we need to find?
The corner of Rywell Terrace and Thorston.
Yeah.
But the drain is down there. We need to locate all the services down there.
Okay, yeah. This one, 261, look brilliant.
That's for uniforms.
Okay.
Don't we look brilliant?
Oh, well, I had to ask. That's not a great deal. 288, whack wheel. That's for the...
That's for...
Well, catching north. Drain cleaning.
Okay, yeah. And the last one, 290 Riot Industries.
That's for the toilet partitions and splash panels, seats and seats.
The pool.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Gamp. Yes. Were there any other comments or questions, councillors? No. All those in favour of accepting? Thank you. That is carried. Mm-hmm. 10.1.2, accounts for payment, credit cards, April 2026. Officer's recommendation is that council endorse credit card payments for the period 28th of March 2026. To the 28th of April 2026, totaling $4,522.55, referring to attachment 10.1.2. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. And somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Lawson Kerr, do you have any comments or questions?
No.
Councillor Dixon.
Just a comment I made earlier that it's great to see the skills that have been up.
I was going to say that.
I already said it.
Thank you, Councillor Dixon.
LR driver's licences.
Any other comments or questions from councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving accounts for payment, that is carried. Thank you. Ten point 1.3 monthly financial reports, May 2026. Officer's recommendation is that council accepts the statements of financial activity for the month ending 31st of May 2026, referring to attachment 10.1.3. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Stratford, would you like to comment?
I just have one query, and I probably know the answer, but I'll just confirm it anyway. On the note for page 7 on the capital acquisitions continued, infrastructure other, the swimming pool being over, I'm just assuming that's from the hoist, like repairs and
yeah,
that have been recently done.
Yeah.
And we did have obviously budgeted money from Car Expert for that. That's included in what's gone over, or does it go over and then that comes off?
No, that was already in there. I actually don't think I've amended the budget with that updated the fee, because we did the budget variation for the hoist.
Yeah.
I think I needed to add that in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Councillor Dixon, did you have anything?
Thank you.
Councillors, any other questions or comments regarding financial reports?
I'd just like to make one thing. It's been recorded that outstanding rates are unusually high.
Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Did you have a comment to that, Claire, or?
No, only to say that they're actually as comparable to last year when you account that 57,000 would be added back into the 31.
Yep. Thank you. All those in favour of receiving that report? Thank you. That is carried. Works and services, 10.2.1, works officers report, June 2026. Officers' recommendation is that council receive the works manager's report. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr, for seconding that. Councillor Begley, would you like to comment on that?
Only to the fact that the works crew have done a fantastic job getting their productivity seems to be pretty good, considering that they're short a couple of hands at the moment. And the work they've done, the road works, all that sort of stuff. And it's good to see the things that happened at the pool. It's turned that into a fantastic space now. So, yeah, congratulations to all.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Lawson Kerr.
I just concur with what Councillor Begley said.
Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Any other comments from councillors?
I think I brought it up before, but the refuse start, which I don't ever normally comment on, just looks remarkably good. It's very well organised and evident of how many hours of labour have gone into tidy it all up.
Yes.
It's really efficient.
Thank you, Councillor Dixon. With no further comments, all those in favour of receiving the Works Officer's report, that is carried. Thank you. 10.3, Governance and Compliance. 10.3.1, Chief Executive Officer's report, June 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council accept the Chief Executive Officer's report as presented. Could I have somebody move that? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford, would you like to comment on that?
Just thank the CEO. It has been a busy few months and you've had a couple of councillors maybe being a bit more demanding during the budget process than you would have liked, but thank you for putting up with us with that. Looking forward to getting through the rest of the budget and seeing the outcomes from the engagement sessions. It's been really interesting.
Councillor Begley.
I can only echo Councillor Stratford's thanks of Tom for all the work he's doing and the rest of the staff. It's obviously he doesn't work alone. It's there's a lot going on and, good luck.
More photos in the report. Hey, yeah. It's me at my desk all the time.
Some selfies, maybe. Were there any other comments from councillors or questions regarding the report? No? All those in favour of receiving that report, that is carried. Thank you. 10.3.2, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Audit and Risk Committee recommendation is that Council adopt the updated terms of reference as presented in Attachment 1. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. And somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak for or against?
No, not that.
Councillor Gamble? No. Any other councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving that recommendation? Thank you. That is carried. 10.3.3, CEO Performance Review Policy and Committee. I have a declaration for this motion from our CEO, Tom Kettle, which is a financial interest. So I will ask him to leave the room. But before I do, I would just like to get him to explain the process as there are three recommendations that we will go through for this motion. So I'll hand it over to you, Tom.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. The first recommendation is simply to accept the policy, so that is a simple majority. Second recommendation establishes the committee by absolute majority and then moves to appoint councillors to that committee. The Local Government Act says that if a Shire president wishes to be on a committee, they get to be on it. So Councillor Petchel is on this committee as outlined in the policy. Then we move to two councillors. I believe we have received more nominations than there are vacancies. The process for dealing with that is that we will take a secret ballot. Each of you will be issued with a piece of paper. You need to write down two names on that piece of paper once they let you know who are the nominees. Two names equals the two vacancies. Hand those to Claire once you've completed them. It's a first past the post. So if there's two clear winners, they will be the nominees that will then go into the blank spaces and you'll take a vote. If there is a draw for any reason, you'll remove the people that are not part of the draw and take another vote with just the drawn candidates. Again, if you can't separate the draw, you'll move to the drawing a name out of the hat. Good luck. I'll hand and over to Claire.
Recommendation three.
Officer's recommendation three. The Local Government Act was amended to require councils to appoint presiding and deputy presiding members instead of the committees themselves last year. Again, Councillor Petrou is the Shire President. He becomes a presiding member recommendation from the policy, but you still need to vote on it and you'll need to appoint a deputy. And the same process, I guess, will apply if you have more nominations for deputy than been available. The one spot. Yeah. I hit the wall there. I'll leave the room.
Thank you. At 4:25 p.m.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay. So, officers' recommendation is that council adopt the CEO performance review policy per attachment one. Could I get somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second that. Thank you, Councillor Loughton. Councillor Stratford, would you like to comment? No, Councillor Loughton?
Not this time.
Thank you. Any other councillor comments? No? All in favour of receiving that recommendation? Thank you. That is carried. Officers' recommendation two. Just to remind councillors that this is an absolute majority. So I'll read out the recommendation first, and I won't get a mover and seconder until we conduct the ballot. So the recommendation is that Council 1 establish the CEO Performance Review Committee under Section 5.8 Local Government Act 1995, and 2 appoint Councillor Petchell and then 2 other councillors as members of the committee under Section 5.10 Local Government Act. So I have 3 nomination forms already. I will give everyone the opportunity, if anyone else would like to nominate, please take a form. If not, I'll put them there. No one else? Okay. So we have 3 nominations. Thank you to Councillor Begley, Councillor Lawson Kerr, and Councillor Stratford for your nominations to be a part of the CEO Performance Review Committee. Yes. And as there's 3, you need to put 2 names on your ballots, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Claire, for conducting the ballots.
I suppose I don't need to read out the votes, I'll just tell them.
Just tally them is fine.
It'd be very dramatic, Joe. Like the
everybody listening to the recording, we'll get a nice silence.
Thank you. Okay, so I will read out the counts, the officer's recommendation based on the ballot. Okay, officer's recommendation, voting requirement is absolute majority. That Council 1 establish the CEO Performance Review Committee under Section 5.8 of the Local Government Act 1995. And 2, appoint Councillor Petchell Councillor Begley and Councillor Stratford as members of the committee under section 5.10 of the Local Government Act. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak for or against?
No, well done to the nominees.
Thank you. Councillor Gamble, any other comments from councillors?
Congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Lowton. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Congratulations to Councillor Begley and Stratford. And thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr, for nominating. Okay, officers' recommendation three. This is also needing an absolute majority. I will read the recommendation, which is that council appoint Councillor Petchell as the presiding member of the committee, and two, appoint Councillor or a councillor as the deputy presiding member under section 5.12 Local Government Act 1995. Now I'm going to hand over to Claire.
So in this case, it's a case of how they're nominating.
So I guess, Councillor Stratford, would you like to nominate for? Councillor Begley, would you like to nominate?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so now we'll go to a ballot. Maybe just rip them in half.
Even that won't give you enough.
Oh, we don't need a tiny piece of paper.
In my notes, sure.
Thank you.
It'd be nice if you all got positions on the three things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope we have two falls.
Allowed, Claire, to count the ballot. Hopefully, we haven't, I haven't messed any of this up. We'll wait for Tom to tell me that I have.
We
won't know till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody listens to this.
Thank you. Okay, so officers' recommendation, voting requirement is absolute majority. That Council 1, appoint Councillor Petchell as the presiding member of the committee, and 2, appoint Councillor Stratford as the deputy presiding member under section 5.12 of the Local Government Act 1995. Can I please have somebody to move that motion? Thank you, Councillor Gamble. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Gamble, would you like to speak for or against? Councillor Lowton?
Thank you.
Any other councillors? No? All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Congratulations, Councillor Stratford, and thank you, Councillor Begley, for putting your name forward. And back.
Less Odin. Yeah.
Thank you. And Tom has re-entered the room at 4:34 p.m.
Do it out as long as we possibly could.
Thank you all.
We hope that we got it right. I'm sure you will let us know. Would you like to know the results?
Actually, no.
No.
I'll just read.
Okay, fantastic.
All good, thank you.
10.3.4, disposal of lot 330 on deposited plan. 209541. Officers recommendation, this is a long one, so bear with me, is that council...
Sorry.
Yep.
This one.
No, it's not for that one. No.
Sorry. My bad.
Officers' recommendation is that Council 1 authorise the proposed disposal of the property described as Lot 333 on deposited plan 209541 as contained in Certificate of Title Volume 2679, Folio 298, by the way of sale. 2, pursuant to Section 3.583 of the Local Government Act 1995, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to prepare and publish a local public notice of the proposed disposition, including a description of the property, details of the proposed disposition, including consideration and parties, and an invitation for public submissions for a period of no less, or not less, than 14 days. 3, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to consider any submissions received during the advertising period. 4, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to finalise and execute the disposal of the land on behalf of the Shire of Wildcatcham where no submissions are received, or where no submissions object to the proposed disposal, including the execution and affixing of the common seal on documents under the Local Government Act 1995, and 5, where submissions are received objecting to the proposed disposal, requires a report to be presented back to Council for consideration. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Begley, would you like to speak for or against?
I think it's great to see that we've got some development happening in Wildcatcham, and even more exciting, that's a commercial enterprise as well.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Gamble?
Very, very positive move. Win-win for everybody.
Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Any other comments? Anybody against the recommendation? No? All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. 10.3.5, Delegations Register Review 2026. This requires an absolute majority. Officers' recommendation is that Council adopts the delegations as presented in Attachment 1, Shire of Wildcatcham Delegations Register, in accordance with Section 5.46, Section 2.2 of the Local Government Act 1995. Could I get somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak for or against?
Thanks.
Councillor Begley?
Nothing to add.
Any other councillors?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, Councillor Stratford.
On page 5 of the attachment,
yep.
5.1.2, it's got error bookmark not defined.
We'll tidy those up. Sorry, there's some on the next page too. Thank you.
You're happy with that response?
Yep.
Any other? Yes, Councillor Gamble?
Has there been any significant changes, Matt?
I'll hand it over to Tom, but my understanding is that there were no changes that were made.
No, Council undertook a very substantial review of the delegations in 2025. We're not recommending any changes at this time. So I present it to you as is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? No, all.
Sorry, I probably would just add it is required to be reviewed once every financial year, and hence making its way onto the agenda.
Yep. All those in favour of that recommendation? Thank you. That is carried. Okay. 11, planning and building, 11.1.1, development approval application, 36 Flint Street, Wildcatcham. Before I read the officer's recommendation, I have received an impartiality interest from Councillor Lawson Kerr, as he is the president of the men's shed. He has asked to just say a couple of words before I read the recommendation on what the shed will be used for.
Thank you, Madam President. A friend of mine who died about 9 years ago, his family donated some very extensive equipment to the men's shed, in terms of virtually a full machine shop. And as a result, we had to extend our metalworking area to cover that, because mixing machine shop with welding shop is not a good idea. So we're expanding the shed to cater for that, so we can offer a greater range of options to people who want to join or want work done for them by the shed as a community type event.
Fantastic. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Officer's recommendation is that Council approves the proposed shed as submitted, subject to drainage to be put to the satisfaction of the local government, plus the addition of footnotes to address approval times, appeal rights, and the need for a building permit. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak for or against?
I'll speak for. It's a great initiative for the men's shed to expand what is a very vibrant community group.
Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Begley?
I've seen the equipment and it's just a fantastic opportunity for the men's shed to be able to provide that for the community.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Any councillors like to speak against? No. Any other comments for?
Yeah, great to see a community group thriving and expanding and adding to what they do. And hopefully it increases interest as well. And there's people out there that might be, not me yet.
Continue the whole idea, I think, Chris, to give it a broader scope of.
Exactly.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. All those in favour of receiving the officer's recommendation, thank you. That is carried. Congratulations to the men's shed. Okay. 11.1.2, development approval DA application, 63 Johnston Street, Wildcatcham. So, officer's recommendation is that the council approves the development approval application subject to the following conditions. One, the issue of a bell rating prior to construction of the house. Two, the lodgement and approval of plans for the location of a garage or carport and where a driveway will require a crossover to a public street to the satisfaction of the local government. And three, the two sea containers are to be removed when the house is deemed fit for occupation. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak for or against?
No.
Councillor Lowton?
Oh, thank you.
Any other councillors like to speak for or against? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation? Thank you. That is 6-4 and 1 against. 4 is Councillor Dixon, Councillor Lowton, Councillor Begley, Councillor Gamble, Councillor Lawson Kerr and Councillor Petchell. 1 against is Councillor Stratford. Thank you. Okay, 11.1.3, development approval DA application, 59 Johnson Street, Wildcatcham, Councillor Stratford.
Before we go on, Madam President, I would like to propose an alternate motion to defer this item to allow the CEO to provide further information to be brought to Council and brought to a special meeting before the statutory timeframe.
Thank you. Could I get some, or Councillor Stratford is moving an alternate motion. Could I get somebody to second that motion? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Sorry, just bear with me. Are there any other comments for or against? No, all those in favour of receiving that recommendation?
Motion.
To defer the motion, alternate motion, that is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is none. 13 questions by members of which due notice has been given. There is none. 14 urgent business approved by the presiding person or by decision. There is none. 15 matters behind closed doors. There is none. 16 closure of the meeting at 4:47 p.m. Thank you everyone for your time. And thank you to our gallery member.